Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Psychic Soul Radio, and this is your host, Emily Stroya. I'm so excited to be back on the show. It's been a while since I've actually had it, and I just want to kind of inform you of what I've been up to since my last Blog Talk Radio show. I wrote a few books, and just been working on, you know, my business and teaching workshops here in New York, as well as expanding and collaborating with other practitioners. And I've met some really amazing people who I've been able to work with. And a lot of them are healers, pretty phenomenal healers as well. So that's just kind of a small tidbit on what I've been up to. I also joined Art Tour International Magazine, which is a very wonderful magazine. It's available for creatives and artists, and it's in any Barnes & Noble bookstore if you ever want to go check it out. But I'm a resident writer for them now and do post articles every 2 weeks on their blog, on their website. So feel free to come and check me out there. I actually just posted a new article today on self-love and how to change your story. So, and it's a really great article. I talk about three different keys of practicing self-love that will be very beneficial to anybody. We all definitely could, you know, focus in on ourselves and really give ourselves some true unconditional love, because I think that we do struggle a lot with that in today's society. So anyways, that's Art Tour International Magazine. And so I've been really focused on writing and expanding and growing a lot spiritually and just working on my craft as a medium. So anyways, today I'm going to talk about two things, and mainly signs from spirit and mediumship communication. I have talked a little bit about this in the past, and it seems that callers really do enjoy this topic a lot and have asked questions about it, and they do enjoy, you know, contacting their loved ones who are passed away. So this is actually taken from a book that is coming out on Friday, and it's Mediumship Development for Beginners, and I designed it specifically for people who want to, you know, develop their mediumship ability, or if they're just curious about it. So if that's you and you're just curious more about how spirits talk to you, or, you know, are you a medium, this book is actually going to be free on Amazon starting this Friday, and it will be free for 5 days going on till Tuesday. So all you have to do is just go on Amazon, Kindle. You don't even need a Kindle. You can download the Kindle app on any iPhone or Android device for free. And then you go on Amazon.com and you just go and download this book, and it syncs right to your device and it's completely free. But this is actually focused around some of the topics in the book, and one of those is common signs from spirit. So if you're, you know, if you've had any sort of spirit communication, or even if you haven't, but you've wondered if maybe a spirit was communicating with you, this will be a great show for you, and I think you'll find it to be very enlightening. For me, I didn't really know exactly how spirit communicated until I started really, like, exploring my spirituality more and developing this further. And, you know, I heard about different things and, you know, had my own kind of theories, but, you know, you never really know for sure. So you don't have to be a medium per se, like a professional medium, to communicate with spirit first off. And, you know, sometimes after our loved ones die, we'll get a sign from them that they're around. Or we may have, you know, kind of a sense of a spirit around us, maybe in our sleep. So when I talk about spirit, I usually talk about higher vibrational energies. So that would be a spirit guide, who would be like a helper on the other side. So this person existed at one point in time, but may not be somebody you know or knew. They may have existed in another time era and are working with you to help you or influence you now with maybe a particular challenge in your life, or some type of soul lesson that you need to learn and overcome. So that's one form of spirit that I refer to. And another form of fear is what I've already mentioned, and that is the past loved ones. So after our loved ones die, I believe that they do exist in another form. And, you know, the body it's not just you go to the grave and that's it. I feel like you do exist in an etheric form, and you're able to communicate with your loved ones, but in a different frequency, in a different vibration. So everything is made up of energy, and we are energy. So spirit is another type of energy, and since they're no longer in the physical form, sometimes it's harder for us to know if they're talking to us. Because if you think about it, it's kind of like tuning in to the right radio station. You know, sometimes it's very fuzzy, and other times clear as day, and you just know that that person or that spirit is communicating with you. So what are some common signs from spirit? And this you can find in my book. One definitely is dreams. So I'm sure that some of you callers may have had dreams about spirit loved ones. But this is one of the most common forms of communication and of a sign from them. And usually what happens is that they will come and visit you, and they're called visitations, meaning that it is basically, you know, them in spirit form visiting you, but in your sleep state. So you may ask, well, why would they want to visit me in my sleep state? You know, like I'm asleep. And actually, it's because you are much more open and much more receptive to receiving information through your subconscious mind into your conscious mind in the dream state from spirit. And, you know, throughout your day, it could be harder. You know, think about it. You're constantly focusing on something throughout your day. Maybe you're working a lot of hours, or you're juggling a lot of hats, and you know, you may not feel anything around throughout the day. And it can be frustrating, especially when you just want to know that your past loved one is around you. So dreams are a huge form of communication. And one way to really understand if it is an actual, you know, spirit communication or it's just your subconscious mind, perhaps, creating the experience is, ask yourself, did the dream feel real or not? So when the dream actually is extremely vivid with your loved one, your past loved one, or maybe it's a spirit guide, either way, if it's extremely vivid and it felt real, like it just felt as if you were actually there and you woke up like, you know, kind of a little bit disoriented, then that was definitely a sign of spirit communication or a visitation. So just take a moment to kind of sit with that. Perhaps this will bring some light to you, you know, in reference to any type of dreams that you may have had with spirit. It's pretty phenomenal, and I've had it happen to me quite a lot, and it just kind of is amazing. You know, you sort of wake up like, whoa, did that just happen? Was that person really just here? So that's definitely one way. And then another way is music and sound. So oftentimes after, you know, the spirit guides and past loved ones, they will try to catch our attention with different things in our environment, right? You know, so there may be like a sound, or maybe it's a particular song that, you know, brings back that memory of that past loved one. And let's say that, you know, you haven't heard that song in forever, and then all of a sudden, you know, it comes on the radio out of nowhere. Or you hear it in the most random place, like at a grocery store, or while you're, you know, shopping for a pair of new shoes, and it's an old song, or, you know, a song that hasn't been played in a while. You know, that would potentially be a sign from, you know, your loved one that they're around, especially if you have a direct link or a direct memory associated with your love, or maybe that lyric or a sound. So I've had clients tell me that they've had, you know, they've heard these songs that come on, or they'll hear these particular sounds, or sometimes another sign is a smell. So, you know, randomly getting the sense of a smell, maybe it was a cologne that your husband used to wear a lot, or, you know, the smell of a particular cigarette or a cigar, or maybe it's, you know, something, you know, a perfume or fragrance. This scent is associated with the person who died, and all of a sudden you suddenly smell it out of nowhere, and there's nobody that's wearing it, and maybe it's just in your environment, like while you're, you know, washing your dishes. That's definitely a sign from a spirit or a past loved one. I know I'm kind of going through this really fast. I'm going to try to slow it down because I know that we have some callers on the line, and I do want to get to you guys. So just to back it up, personally, our dreams, music and sounds is another type of sign. Scents, so smells, definitely. This will come to you randomly. So, you know, if somebody, you know, that stands next to you and they smell a cigarette, and your grandfather used to smoke cigarettes, that's not really a sign so much. But, you know, as I said before, if you're, you know, doing something a little general like washing dishes or putting away your clothes, and you suddenly get these random smells that are not triggered from any type of outside environment, that would definitely be a sign. Another one is our animals, so our pets. They do get our attention sometimes when a spirit is in the room. Right, so have you ever, you know, had an animal, or maybe you have a pet now, and sometimes we'll just be staring at something in the corner or barking in the air for no reason, and you're just sort of like perplexed as to what it is that they're looking at. Most likely they may be looking at a spirit, they may be looking at your past loved one who is communicating with them, trying to get your attention. So pay attention to that, you know. Definitely notice any type of odd behaviors that maybe your animal is showing as far as, like, out-of-character behavior. And, you know, feel a sense of if there is a spirit there or not. This one's a funny one. But how about missing objects? I've had clients that have come in and they're like, oh, my God, I cannot find this one. Oh, this is a great one. My one client told me she couldn't find this one recipe. And it was a recipe that, like, her mother or her grandmother was so, like, you know, adamant about keeping. And it was sort of a treasured recipe in the family. And, you know, she couldn't find it for the life of her only after her, you know, grandmother or mother died. I forget what the relationship was, but I think it was her grandmother. But anyway, she couldn't find it after her grandmother passed. And it was just such a, you know, bewildering thing for her. And, you know, sometimes they do, you know, things that are treasured items to them, maybe they don't necessarily want you to have them, or maybe, you know, they sometimes will move it around to get your attention, to let you know that they are around. So it could be like a piece of jewelry, or maybe it's your wallet that you can't find all of a sudden. They do some funny things on the other side to try to let us know that they are around. So, these are just a few things that I do talk about in my book, Mediumship for Beginners. And I also go through a lot of other things, you know, recognizing how spirit communicates and different exercises that will help you enhance your relationship with the spirit world, as well as mediumship that are out there, and how you can start to sense when a spirit is communicating with you. And there's other amazing topics. I highly recommend that you download the book. It's free on Amazon. And I'm going to go ahead and take some callers. If you have questions about anything I've said, please do, you know, limit your questions. We do have quite a lot of people on the line, so just one or two, that's enough. And then I'll try my best to answer them or to connect with your loved one if I can. Hopefully we'll be able to get something for you. Okay. So let me go ahead and take somebody here. We have somebody that's been holding on the line now. We have quite a few people. One person's been on the line for 29 minutes, so I'm really excited to take this caller. And go ahead and just state your name and where you're calling from when I do answer. Okay, thank you. Hi, hello, you're live on the air.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm hanging in there. How's that?
That's good. I mean, I'm happy that you are hanging in there. I know.
Absolutely.
That definitely some days can be more challenging than others. So welcome. Tell me your name and where you're calling from.
Well, my name is Sharon. It's the first time I've called in, but you said you haven't been on in a while, correct?
I actually took a little bit of a break from the radio show.
Oh.
As I said, I was working on a couple of things and writing
okay.
and just expanding. So, yes. But thanks for calling in. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you. Well, I want to know if you can get any messages. I don't listen because I'm usually working during the day. My contract
yes.
job ended last week, and I want to see if you get any messages around finding another job, career.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Please, sorry.
Sure.
I have an interview this morning.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Just a second. So, Sharon, I just want to ask you, do you have a mother figure that's passed on the other side? Because I feel very strong mother energy here
no.
with me. Okay.
Do not.
Would it be
but I do have a grandmother.
No. Yes. Okay. That's what I was about to say. Because she feels like either a mother or grandmother. Like she may be on your mother's side, though. Would that make any sense to you?
Yeah, but she, we lived with her for a while, so she was like my mother.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you. I know that she has this sort of like motherly energy around you, and I
yes.
feel like she's directly related to your mom. So I know that, you know, she seems to be looking after you a lot. Oh, she's so sweet, and I feel like she's just bringing in a lot of healing energy with you. And I know that she's sort of giving me this impression that everything's going to be all right for you as far as career. But it has been kind of you've been in an upheaval or sort of just very anxious. Like, I feel a lot of anxious energy right now. Was there something cut short with this job, or did it just kind of happen quickly? Because I feel almost like a bit of a quick transition here.
Well, that's because I finished it earlier than they thought, and they didn't have
okay.
any more work
yeah.
for me to do. They let me stay an extra
okay.
week. They said if anything else comes up, they'll call me. It doesn't matter. Do you see me getting something
yeah.
else?
I do feel like you will get something else, and I don't see you waiting, like, a very, very long time here. So you may get
– okay.
I feel like I'm drawn more to full-time with you and, like, not necessarily potentially contracting jobs, but there could be a small contracting job or something small that could come in while you're still interviewing for a full-time job, but I am drawn
uh-huh.
a lot more to something that has a lot of benefits and there is a lot more of, like, a permanency to it. So I can't
okay.
see further than, like, June or July. Like, July feels a bit far for me, so I'm going around within the next, like, 2 months here, less than that.
Okay. Even if it's – of course, today the one I'm going on is for full-time permanent, but I will contract
uh-huh.
until I find it. Because contracting, it's not that bad. I mean, you do get benefits and it's good money. So, but you
okay.
do feel it's going to be more permanent.
Yes. I feel like if anything, if not, it may be that you're there for quite a long time longer than
okay.
this contracting job.
Got it.
Okay. All right.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Best of luck to you. Bye-bye. Okay, wow, that was great. I'm so happy that I got to get to her. And I want to go ahead and get to this other person here who's been on the line just probably about as long as she was. So, again, just please state your name and where you're calling from so that other callers can get connect with your energy as well and so that I can also connect with you. Okay, thank you so much. Hello? Hi, you're live on the air.
Hi, my name is Julia, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Julia. Oh, I'm so jealous. You're calling from Florida. Do you live near the beach?
No, not yet, but I'm hoping to.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, is this your first time calling into the show?
I think I might have called, but it's been quite a while.
Yeah. Yeah, I took a little bit of a break. But I should be doing the shows more regularly now that I've kind of gotten some downtime. So, well, welcome back to the show. And how can I help you today? Did you have any questions about anything I've talked about?
Well, actually, like the last caller, I sort of have something in my mind. I'm in the process of divorce, which is kind of what brought me to Florida to begin with. And
okay.
it's been going on since like the end of September of last year. And I'm just seeing, you know, what your sense of how you see it going for me and, you know, when do you see it wrapping up?
The divorce. Okay. Let me see here. To me, it feels like I'm in sort of the middle to last stages here of this divorce. So are you just kind of waiting on something? Because I feel like there's a lag or like a waiting period here. I don't know if it's on his end or if there's some type of, like, loose screws that were missing before, or something about just kind of closing it, but it feels like there's like a lag to it moving forward, if that makes any sense to you.
Yeah, it does. I feel like that's been the case most of it. So
Is he the one who's more resistant, or he's not compliant or something? Because I feel like I'm seeing a little bit of a push from him, like a pull away or something.
Yeah.
So just a second here. Let me look through this energy.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go further than 2 years total, but that feels really long to me. I want to say by springtime of next year, you'll be completely done with this divorce and, like, all of it will be finished.
No.
Or it should be, like, in the wraps by then or something. Like, I feel like even that feels a bit far, but I want to go more towards, like, dear, that it should sort of start to kind of come to a close with you guys.
Well, it's already been like 7 months. Seven and a half months.
By October, I want to say by October or November, everything should be done. Like finalized, or things are starting to, you know, come to a close, or, you know, all of the things are signed and dotted and crossed, all the T's are crossed.
And how do you see it coming, going for me?
Say again?
How do you see it going for me? How do you see me coming out of it?
I can't answer too many questions for you, but I know that right now it's definitely very heavy energy. So I would try my best, if I were you, to try to find some healthy outlets, because I know that right now it's a lot of heaviness around your heart and a lot of, you know, kind of blocked, emotionally blocked energy. So I would, you know, if you can, try your best to practice healing, if you're able to work with a healer or do some type of self-healing. But you will definitely need it through this process. It's going to be somewhat okay. I wouldn't say it's going to be all in your favor. But it's definitely going to be a bit of a tough, you know, ending. So I do see that there's going to be some things that you will not like, and definitely other things may be all right. But still, I would suggest you to really focus not so much on the whole outcome as right now, just focusing on trying to take care of yourself emotionally until you get there. Okay?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking my call.
Julian, I wish you the best with it.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay. Wow. Jeez. I wish I could get to everybody. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and take this caller. We've been on the line now for 32 minutes. So, hello.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, thank you for being so patient. My goodness, it's pretty amazing that, you know, people are willing to wait this long for reading. Tell me your name.
My name is Tonetta.
Tonetta, wonderful. Welcome to the show. Have you called before?
No.
Okay, that's fine. I wasn't sure. I've had some return callers, and I wasn't sure if you were one of those.
So my question is a little... I am calling from Philadelphia, PA.
Oh, great. Okay, wonderful. That's not too far from New York.
Right. So my question is a little deep, but I'm sure you'll be able to handle it. My mother, who has passed on December 28, 2013, her name was Monica. Well, her real name was Anastasia, but they called her Monica for all of her life. And basically, it was a deep situation because I took care of her. She had 5 different cancers. I was taking care of her, and she died. I held her hand when she took her last breath. But the day before she died, she was talking about her mother, her sister, all who had been dead for decades and decades. And she was saying how she spent time with them, the color of their shoes, everything. So I clearly knew that she was able to go up to heaven and return. So I sat by her bed, and she was in her coma again, and she came out after 18 hours. She did not know my teenage daughter, which was her only granddaughter. So it was crazy that she didn't know my daughter, Julia, which was named after her mother, who died 50 years ago. She looked at me and she says, "Tonette, you and Danny got married." And she was happy. And then she died. The problem.
Wow.
Me and Danny have a very turbulent relationship, situation, whatever you want to call it. He likes to run away. He likes to come in and out. He likes to go to another state and come back. That was his recent tactic. So I really need to know in my heart of hearts, because I do believe my mother, but when is this all going to happen? When is Danny going to get his act together? When are we going to get married? What's going on here?
Wow. Just a second. That is definitely intense.
Yeah. Well, when you're dealing with a man that's very turbulent.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I was going to say, when your mother said that, I was like, I don't see this marriage here. Has this been going on now for a few years or something? Because I feel like I'm going off and on like 2 years or more.
Yes, I've known Danny all my life, grew up with him 4 doors away. I've known him for 30 years, dated him for approximately 2.5 years. And he just came back from another state after being gone for 2 months. And I haven't heard nothing yet.
Okay. Well, I want to say I don't see it happening this year. Next year also feels a little kind of grim with the energy with him. She has a lot of, evolving to do, as you know, and he has some serious issues with staying around for long periods of time. Like, I feel like he has something to do, like, I don't know if he has, it's not just a commitment issue with you, it's almost like a commitment issue with life with him. Like, I just have a hard time with seeing him, like, sticking to something or really, like, following through with it. Does that make sense to you?
But he always comes back. That's the problem with me. So I don't know what he's doing.
Right. You're a very stable force. Like, your life is not, that way. And you are sort of a stable, sense of returning home for him. So as far as, like, marriage, I could see potentially maybe within 2 to 3 years that he would start to kind of clean up his act and grow and evolve into that person. But right now it feels like he's still going to kind of go through the motions definitely within the next 6 months or so. Then there may be a slight shift with him energetically next year, but that seems to kind of push more toward frame, like January to April or May. Seems to be more of a time of change for him. I want to ask you, I also feel like a father figure next to him. So has his father passed?
No, he has two fathers. He has a stepfather here in Pennsylvania who he left. Mm-hmm. And then he has a stepfather living out of state who gave him up for adoption when he was a baby that wants nothing to do with him. And he tried to go looking for him 6 months ago and abruptly got that message, like, I don't want you. And so this is why he has returned back to this state, and I still haven't heard from him. He's only been back a couple days. And I thought when he left to go to Louisiana that he was gone.
Right. Okay. I'm so sorry. I don't want to cut you off. I know I'm running out of time on the show, but I empathize with you, and I definitely saw some type of connection with, father energy around him. So I'm not, that must be what I'm picking up on, is something to do with his dad or something to do with father energy and, some sort of disconnect here. But that may have an impact on him for quite some time until he, fully accepts what the reality is with his life and his family. In the meantime, I would suggest to you to try to practice sending him love if you can, or sending him positive energy or healing energy in your thoughts or meditation. Not so much when, but just focusing on allowing that transformational energy to take hold of him. Okay?
Right. Yes.
Okay. Well, thanks so much. I wish you all the best. And, hopefully I'll hear from you again another time.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I ran out of time on the show, and I only got to get to a few callers, so I am so sorry to some of you that were waiting. But please do call me again, or you can always visit me on my website, www.emilystroya.com, and I'll be able to, you know, work with you there. I do phone readings and also Skype readings if you don't live in New York, and they work just as great, just like we do on the phone, on the radio here. So please do find me on the web, emilystroya.com, and then you can also download my book for free this Friday on Amazon. And, you know, keep in touch with me on Facebook. You can find me there. And stay tuned for the next update on when the show will be airing again. Okay? I wish you so much positive energy for this week and lots of love and lots of light. Thanks again, and have a wonderful day.